That's me. I'm Circumference. This is Leah Rame Lubin. I'm forgetting the original name because we met afterwards. But
right.
And you were here during what time?
So I came here, it was 1982, okay? I worked at the station for 3 full years, doing about 3 or 4 talk shows a week, but I did start off in music. And I wonder if there's anybody out there who remembers the Leah Angel Show on midnight to 4 a.m. yes, that's right. That's how they used to start us off,
well,
correct?
They still do that, yeah.
So my first show being a music show was British punk new wave, because that was the big
that's when I first started listening. That was that's the music that influenced me, although I was not up that late. So
I did move to America in 1979, came here with a British accent, which helps you get radio work, let me tell you.
Oh yeah.
But what happened was, it was actually very amazing. The Specials, which was a British band that is in all kinds of categories. Say something about the Specials, Ken.
Well, I usually would just peg them as a ska band, but you
okay.
know.
British ska band, yeah. Okay. Came to play at Stanford University. And I went up there because there was a period when they just gave you amazing free tickets to all kinds of amazing shows just working for KFJC. So here we are going to Stanford to listen to the Specials. And I get this feeling that they should come to the station. Somehow, at the end of their show, I say to them, I'm a DJ for KFJC radio station. I want to talk to the Specials. They let us in, there's 3 of us from the station. I go up to them, I say, this is who we are, this is what KFJC is all about. Would you like to come for an interview? And they said, yes, Ken, they did.
Well, that's the kind of chaps they were, weren't they? Well,
that's right.
Yeah.
And it was an opportunity for them, of course, to be on American radio. So they come here and I get the feeling of what it's like to do talk radio. And that changed me, because I went from music to talk that night. And talk took me 3 years at KFJC, all kinds of different talk shows, from health to new age to punk, okay, again, talking about it as opposed to just playing the music. And then something really major happened. It was 1985, and a big radio station we all know, KOME, all right, had a talk show on the air that was called The Expressway Show. It was on the air for 12 years. And for some reason, the host, talk show host, was resigning or leaving or whatever, moving, whatever, and the show became available. So I and other major talk show personalities, like from KGO and all kinds of other major stations, were after that show. And because of my experience at KFJC, I was extremely fortunate to be given The Expressway Show in 1985 at KOME. What an experience that was.
And I think it didn't help that there were several of KFJC alum from before you that also had moved on to KOME at times, so they
Absolutely.
Already knew what kind
oh,
of
oh yeah they knew
people
who we were
yeah.
Yes, then they did trust us as a station. And I just wanted to say a couple more things about that. There was a period of time when I became involved in radio when public affairs was something a station had to do to maintain their license. So the law was actually of the FCC was that you had to do 10 hours of public affairs a month to maintain your license. So of course it was given that the Expressway Show was on the air. It was given that we did talk shows at KFJC. And then what happened, Ken, was I was 11 and a half months into my KOME gig, the Expressway Show, and all of a sudden the FCC changed the rules. And the rules became the following. You no longer had to do public affairs to maintain your license. It was up to you. So at the time, KOME was having some issues with finances, and the way everybody was making money was on the commercials
right.
that were associated with the show on the air. And for some reason, they believed that if they took the talk show off the air, they would make more commercial money if they threw a music show on the air. So they took this show that was on the air for nearly 13 years, okay, and from a midnight to 2 a.m. time slot, which is absolutely the rockers' perfect time slot for a talk show, okay, is midnight to 2 a.m., because that's when we're talking, right?
Yeah.
Aren't we, Ken? And they threw it on the air at a 6 a.m. time slot. And I knew for sure no rockers are up, no one's coming in for an interview, nothing's going to happen. And I said, because I didn't want to watch it die, I said, okay, no, thank you. And that was after 11 and a half fantastic months, all right? And of course, they did put it on at this 6 o'clock time slot. It lasted 8 weeks. And he died. And that's kind of where I'm coming from. And I still believe that I can do a talk show. I have an idea for a talk show called Talk Rock with Leia, all right? And it's going to be a similar format to the Expressway Show, which is a multi-concept format. And I still think I can make you put your phone down and listen to talk radio again.
Well, I mean, talk radio is still big out there.
It's just not rock talk.
Well, nobody's trying it.
That's right. I want to.
So put in an application and right. See what we can do here.
I understand. I will. I'll have your help too.
But you know, you mentioned the specials. I mean, we also had other fledgling bands that like U2 came through when just these guys from Ireland that nobody had ever heard of before.
And KFJC gave me tickets to see The Clash.
Yeah.
And we got like amazing tickets. And then I had one other thing that would interest you is the Keystone in Palo Alto when I was doing the talk shows was brand new. Not brand new, but first it started off in Berkeley and then it went to Palo Alto and then it went to San Francisco. Okay, so it had like three formats, and while it was in Palo Alto on California Avenue, they connected with me and we did talk shows with their guests, and I had a card from the Keystone to go to any of the three locations to do talk, and it was just amazing. That too is no longer with us, but
yes. Well, all the clubs are either closing or being gobbled up now, which is sad. And radio itself is completely changed.
Right.
I mean, it's programmed from not here, most of it.
Right, you know, exactly. Couldn't we get it back? What do you think?
Well, we've got it here,
I know,
KFJC.
I mean,
we still have that. And that's why that's why we keep asking for the listener support.
Right.
You know, 650-941-6800. Get a plug in for the fundraiser
Absolutely.
Because that's what we're in the middle
support
of right
us,
now.
Support us, folks. We need you. We definitely need you.
Of course, without listeners, we're nothing. We're just, you know, verbal something that I probably shouldn't say over the air.
No,
that people do under the sheets by themselves.
No, under the sheets only. Right. So you've been around for 9 years, Ken.
Yes, I've been here for 9 years.
Can you tell us a few things about your experience?
Oh, well, I came here when I was unemployed.
Okay.
I had just been 11 years at a local PBS station, which is no longer. Again, things can get consolidated, and you start losing jobs and losing identity. So you know, San Jose does not have really its own TV stations. I mean, even KNTV is based out of Burbank, effectively.
San Jose used to have Gil Cable. That was a long time ago. Again, here we go. Yes.
Who also, you know, Gil, I can't remember his full name, but also started, was Channel 11.
Okay.
So he started that.
All right.
And then went, I want people to see my TV channel, I guess, and made cable in the areas that needed it.
Yes.
And then it grew, and at least that is my understanding.
Right.
I mean, my brain just so, but yeah, no, I mean, KFJC has been great. I mean,
I
it's not my first foray into radio because I did some time in Berkeley in the
90s. Right.
So it's all been wonderful.
Yes. And you do a weekly show. Plug it.
In theory, well, this is my weekly show.
I know it is, but just tell everybody again the name. And
well, the Days and Nights of the Round Turntable is full title of, but I rarely ever say that these days.
Well, let me ask you a question. Being British, what's your connection with the Round Table? Are you talking about?
Well, because I call myself Circumference.
Yes, and he was a friend of.
Well, he ate pie at the Round Table.
Okay. It's
a made up night.
Did he do anything for King Arthur?
It's a made up night, so he did nothing.
He didn't even exist. All right.
He didn't even exist.
All right.
Sir, appearing not appearing in this film, as it were.
But are you a fan secretly in your heart? Otherwise, you wouldn't use a name like that.
I like the silliness.
Okay. It's the silliness that gets
it. It actually came out of a trip to go see Spamalot with a bunch of friends.
Okay.
We all went dressed as knights of the log table, all mathematical symbols.
Where?
Down here at CPA in San Jose.
Wow.
So.
Interesting.
So that's for all you people out there, right. That's where Circumference came from. Yes. My old air name was mostly taken already when I got here.
And there's an example of what a talk show can do. Give you information you didn't have 5 minutes ago.
Right. Suddenly the interviewer is interviewed, by the way.
Now, wait a minute. I'm interviewing you, so who are you talking about?
No, I was originally the interviewer.
That's right. I can't help it.
I know.
It's just a natural instinct.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should be dragging some of these alums that you may know into some of the studios here and interview them for posterity.
Well, I have to plug the fact that Jersey Girl interviewed me for the Mayhem special. So I actually was very fortunate to be one of the featured DJs, talk show hosts with the Mayhem special. And then Eric Perdell, who I think should be here today. Is he around, Eric? Are you around, Eric?
Well, I don't know if he can hear you. If he's out at the open house right now, I don't
know if
he can hear
us. He'll be coming rushing in, waving his hands because he's here.
Is that him? Is that who's popping his head around?
Is that right?
No.
No, it's okay.
Oh, Zulu. Well, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, pull up Blue. Pull up Blue. We'll turn this on and...
Love it. Who do we have in the house?
Good morning. My name on the air is Zulu.
Well, welcome. When were you on?
Won my way into a couple of shows with Robert Emmett.
Okay.
Oh,
I am a patron of the arts.
Oh, you're a patron of the arts. So you're an old hand of being on that side.
Exactly. I remember exactly this microphone. Yes. So we love, my kids and I, we love shows and movies and soundtracks from movies. And then Robert Emmett, of course, has the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. So I would... donate my way to become a patron of the art and bring my kids on the show, and we would reminisce about shows that we have music for and talk about them.
Right. By the way, if you want to be like Zulu, who can made a donation of $150 or more to be a patron of the arts here
at
KFJC.
Very nice.
So you could go to kfjc.org and make your donation there, and there's a nice little drop-down list of the DJs that you can do an hour with on the air. So.
It was a great experience because it kind of got my kids to look more deeply into the sound and the music behind the sound, look up the artists. We did some research so we could speak intelligently about what we were listening on the air.
So you're talking to Leia, who was one of the first public affairs directors at KFJC.
Oh, wonderful.
And it was interesting to look at the station at the age of 60. In many ways, I want to say, it kind of feels the same.
Yeah, it doesn't look a day over 20.
Thank you. Yeah, there you go. There you go. It's sort of like not that much has changed, physically speaking. What do you think, Ken?
Well, I wouldn't know because I've only been here for 9 years.
That's right.
Although it's funny because, I mind like a sieve right now. Who was the guest on earlier today? Len Shapiro was on, and he was talking about how the physical station itself has changed because
he did say that.
Yeah, okay. Because it only went up to over there. We didn't have restrooms, we didn't have the offices and everything.
Okay.
But it was funny because he said that it's changed so much since then. And I walk in to the lobby, and it's changed so much since Wednesday.
So, but the vibe is the same. Would you agree to that? Okay,
yeah.
That's kind of what I'm coming from. The vibe, it does.
The vibe, the spirit remains. The
ritual
spirit is exactly what it is.
It alters a little bit based on the personnel.
The physical,
on the personnel coming in and out. The vibe will change.
Right.
So, but the ethos really hasn't drifted too much, I would say, from the 70s. I mean, kind of before that.
Isn't that amazing, though, considering how the world's changed?
Right. Especially since there's a quite comeback of vinyl and cassette.
Yes.
And so it's not all gone digital here. There's still an appreciation for the old analog style of music.
Which is why I still hope that I can get another really great talk show. Yes, because I think that's what people need. I think they need connections that are verbal and instant and current, and open doors that you don't expect to open. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you can do it with everything that's programmed.
Right. Well, there's Thought Line Mondays at 7, right?
Yeah. Well, 6, yeah.
6.
And when Robert Emmett has someone to come in and talk,
He's interviewed me, too.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. But, it's also other interesting things of thought that he will put out. And Yeah.
And you know, just by talking about it actually opens up doors in people's eyes and minds.
Right.
And then they, when we finally stop the show, which will be wherever, okay, they'll kind of miss it. And then they'll remember. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have a desire for it. And the next thing you know, opportunities and doors will open.
Well, I hope you get your talk show again.
All you have to do is
sign up for the class, right?
Indeed. Thank you for mentioning that, too. We do operate a class every quarter. We're currently in the middle of the current quarter's class, but the next one will begin early in the next year. And are your kids ever going to sign up for it?
Well, not sure if they'll necessarily sign up for the class. However, as the full circle comes around, he's now 24.
There you go.
He ended up getting into the music industry, and we might actually get his band, Patty, to play with Maybelline, and I have been working out getting him in the pit sometime when they're visiting out here. So not on the air, but on the air.
Indeed.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I will take this opportunity also to thank Leonard from Pleasant Hill for making a donation earlier this hour. So thank you, Leonard. If you haven't had a chance to go out and make a donation, give us a call at 650-941-6800 or go to kfjc.org, or it's a party up here. Come on up to Foothill College.
And the weather is wonderful.
Yeah, it's only 72 outside, so that's nice room temperature.
We're finally getting summer.
No.
Oh, you believe it.
Well, no. We had summer where we actually got up to 100. That's
briefly. Briefly. We haven't had much of a summer, Ken.
It's for me, where I've been, it's been 70s, 80s, 90s.
Every single day.
Most days.
And I'm until on Skyline, recently. And we've had a lot summer. Of winter weather.
And here's the weather report.
Hey, you know, you got a British person on the line, and
I'm no Michael Fish.
But we have to talk about the weather for at least 1 minute.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the air.
Well, thank you for dropping by, and I do hear your name every week.
Wonderful.
That's right. I do call in and try to win the mystery theme of the week.
Right.
Wow.
And also put in my suggestions for cool secret places if I ever come across
one. Oh, yeah.
Which is a neat way to find interesting places.
Yeah, sure.
So, thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you for coming by, Zulu.
Thank you, Zulu.
And I think we will conclude this section here. And, I should probably, because we're getting very close to the top of the hour, and everybody knows what to do. Do you remember how to do this?
To do a what? Say what?
The station policy legal ID.
Legal ID. You do it, Ken. And then I'll do it.
Broadcasting from Foothill College, is KFJC Los Altos Hills.
Oops. My turn. Broadcasting from Foothill College, it's KFJC, and we are so glad that you're listening.
Well, I should probably say KFJC Los Altos Hills again.
All right, wait. I'll do it again. KFJC Los Altos Hills. Yay!
Thank you, Leia. And
thank you too, Ken.
Just for your visit here, London Calling. The Clash.
Thank you so much.
On
Thank
your
you.
Wave of the West.
Join us, everybody.
650-941-6800. Come up to the open house and enjoy.
It's fun.
While we listen to the original
Clash
on KFJC.
Always good.
Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning.